Hi, our names are Ella Burnson
and Jada Childs.
And for our FCCLA STAR project, we decided to do Public Policy Advocate, and we're going to be advocating for mental health awareness. We were concerned that CHS students are not properly educated on mental health, and they don't know how to cope with stress properly. Mental disorders are commonly first present in adolescence, and they can negatively impact school performance.
So what students can expect from the presentation that we're going to have, we're going to have a keynote speaker next Wednesday, and following that, we'll have some slides in Tribe Time, which Ella will detail later. So first, the keynote speaker is going to talk about ways that you can support friends and family who are in need in mental distress, and then we'll have a follow-up afterwards a couple weeks later talking about if you've tried any of the new coping mechanisms and just what you learned overall. And then from the slides, you'll also learn ways to cope with mental illnesses and how to find those signs in other people.
So day one will be taking care of your own mental health, and then day two will be the warning signs in friends and family, and you will have a follow-up for a reflection 2 weeks after the unit. You will do small group discussions, and then you would also do a little self evaluation, and I think that's...
There's some time after the presentation where you can talk to the speaker and his wife with any questions that you have, and then they'll be there for about half an hour after the presentation ends. So there's also a lot of ways that you can help as a student to just increase social awareness of this. So you can repost social media posts about mental health awareness. We've posted some on our own personal accounts, but if you find any others that you think are helpful, just go ahead and repost those too. And then also just encourage discussion in your Tribe Time, because that's the best way to communicate this issue.
We talked with our counselors, and they decided that small group is more effective, and it helps drive home the idea. We also spoke with a mental health professional, Eric Litwer, and he decided that teenagers are going to pick up what they're going to pick up and aren't going to for others. So small group discussions are most important.
That's right. So you'll also fill out a survey in Tribe Time letting us know your feedback about that speaker. And if you have any other questions, just ask a counselor, or if we can answer it, you can ask us too.